So what do we see at UFC Fight Night in Chicago? Well, there was TJ Dillashaw's four-round destruction of Henan Burrell. He did it in 5 rounds last year, but he improved on that performance last night. He now has to be right up there in a pound-for-pound discussions after that. What's next for him? Well, we need to see him in there against a man who already holds a win over him, Rafael Assuncao, and we also need to see him in there against the 100% fit and firing Dominic Cruz. That's the biggest fight you can make at 135 pounds right now, and I just hope the stars align and Cruz can get fit and stay fit for long enough for that fight to happen. What else did we see on the card in Chicago? We saw Miesha Tate do what Miesha Tate does. She soaked up some punishment from Jessica Eye's slick boxing early on, then got aggressive and dominated her for the rest of the 3 rounds. She got the unanimous decision, and now she's next in line to face the winner of Ronda Rousey versus Betch Kahaya. Those two fight next weekend down in Rio. Do not miss that one. We also had a Muay Thai clash to remember, as Brazilian Edson Barboza and American Paul Felder served up 15 minutes of elite level violence as the pair battled all the way to the judges' scorecards. Barboza took the decision on all three of those cards, but Felder marked him out as something of a fan favourite and possibly one of the toughest men in the UFC. If you could take a full power Barboza spinning heel kick to the gentleman's area and be able to get up and continue just 2 minutes later, that makes you MMA's answer to Chuck Norris in my eyes. He deserved every dollar of his Fight of the Night bonus for that alone. Next up, it's UFC 190 in Rio de Janeiro, as Ronda Rousey promises that she won't finish Betch Kahaya quickly, as she intends to punish the trash-talking Brazilian for her less-than-classy comments in the build-up to the fight. It promises to be another wild night in Brazil, and it'll be live over here in the UK on BT Sport. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Simon Head, and you can follow my stuff online at thesun.co.uk/UFC, as well as in the Sun newspaper every month.